Picture 8. Do you remember what Hannah promised God if he would give her a son? Yes, she promised to give him to God as long as he lived and no razor would be used on his head. When her son was born, she named him Samuel. When Samuel was a young boy, Hannah and Elkanah took him to Shiloh to stay with Eli the priest and to serve God. Eli had two sons, but they were very bad and brought shame upon God's name. Eli counseled them, but they did not listen or change their ways. One night, God called,
"Samuel! Samuel!"
Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." Eli said, "My son, I did not call you. Go back and lie down." Samuel did not know it was the voice of God who was calling him. After some time, God called again,
"Samuel! Samuel!"
And again, Samuel ran to Eli to see what he wanted. This happened for 3 times, and then Eli knew that God was calling Samuel. He said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" Once again, God called,
"Samuel! Samuel!"
And this time, Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Then God told him that he was going to do something in Israel that would make the ears of everyone who hears of it to tingle. Then he said that he would judge Eli and his family because Eli failed to restrain or even discipline his sons. My friends, I want us to learn 3 things. First, when we make a promise to God, we must keep it. Hannah could have changed her mind and refused to give Samuel to God's work, but she kept her promise to God. Secondly, when God calls us, do we say like Samuel, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening"? Maybe God is not speaking to you in a loud voice like he did with Samuel. But God does speak to us through his word, the Bible. Do you listen to his words, or do you just read them and forget about them? Thirdly, if you are a father, do you train your children to follow God's ways? Eli was a priest, but he did not discipline or train them to obey God, and the end result was that he was judged for it.